Tess Kislev, 9th of December, Rabbi Yitzchok Weitz, Yaakov in Lobon.
In Parshas Megetzeh, when you go through the Parsha, it's fascinating to see the differences between the Ramos of Lobon and the Emes Liyakov that is emphasized the whole way through. And I'd like to start off with a kasha that hopefully, it's a kasha that's really towards the end of the Sedra, that hopefully as we go through the dialogue that took place consistently throughout the parsha between Yaakov and Lavan, hopefully we'll be able to answer it and have a clear understanding towards the end of the shir. We see that Yaakov in the beginning of the parsha, in Perek Chavtes, Yaakov meets Rachel, and Vayagid Yaakov le Rachel ki achi ovi ohu, says Rashi. What does he mean that he's that Lavan is the achi ovi? Yeah. Says Rashi, o medroshoi im le Ramos hu ba. If Lavan is coming to me as a Ramai, if he's coming to me as someone who's deceitful, Gamani Ochav Baramos, I too will be deceitful in return. Vim Odom Koshuhu, Gamani Ben Rivka, Achoso Hakshera. And this is, we know, David HaMelech says in Shmuel, and also in very similar in Tehillim, Kapitel Yod Ches, Im Novo Titovo, with the pure you act purely, Im Ikesh Titapol, with the corrupt you act perversely, that Yaakov was using this middah of Emes in a good manner in order to be able to counteract the Ramos of Lavan. Now, if we just jump to the end of the Sedra, we see that Yaakov escapes from Lavan, he gets an instruction from the Rabbeinu Shlolam, and Vatignev Rochel es Trofim, and Rochel steals the Trofim, and we see that Lavan chases after Yaakov, and he starts challenging Yaakov with a whole list of tainus. And after all the Ramos that we see in the whole parsha, for the first time we see a reaction from Yaakov, where after Lavan searched throughout Yaakov's properties, he went into Oyel Yaakov and Oyel Leah and back into Oyel Rachel, and for the first time we see that Yaakov replies, Vayichal Yaakov Vayorav Belavan. Punkt when Lavan happened to be right, when Taka, his trophy was stolen, that's the first time that Yaakov reacts, Vayicha Yaakov le Yaakov Yorav Belavan. And Yaakov suddenly lists a whole list of tainus for the first time. He never ever answers back in a confrontational manner. And the first time in the whole parsha, towards the end of the parsha, his last interaction with Lavan, suddenly he brings out all the old kochs for 20 years. Esrim Shana Anoichi Imach, I've been working for you for 20 years, and I've been so glut, and I've been so yashuslik, and you've done this, and you've done that. What suddenly happened, punked at the end of the parasha, that triggered this response from Yaakov? More so, this whole inyan of Yaakov saying, Ochev ani b'ramos, if you look through the parasha, there's very, very little that shows that Yaakov was taka Ochev ani b'ramos. We know we'll come soon to, famously, Yaakov says, Rachel bitcha aktana, in a chochmet de ka'ofen, Yaakov was specified exactly who he wanted to marry. But let's go back. The Parshas told us, we see that Yaakov is called Ishtom Yosef Ahalim, says Rashi. What's an Ishtom? Misha Einei Chorif L'Ramos, one who isn't sharp and deceiving. Korutom is called wholesome. So the Shaila is, how is it that Yaakov, who's Nikra Ishtom, is suddenly able to be Ochiv Ani B'Ramos? So I saw a fascinating vort from Simcha Wasserman. Reb Simcha Wasserman says that there's two Gdorim in Ramos. There's someone who's a Ramai, as in the classic term of duplicity, that he's got this honest behavior that is meant to deceive someone. And the second one is reactionary, defensive. There's someone who has to defend himself. When you're out to be conned by someone who's selling you a rubbish product, so you have to defend yourself in a Ramos de Ka'ofen. Says Reb Simcha that this is Taka Pshat, that Yaakov was Taka an Ish Tom. He was Eine Chorif L'Ramos. When Rashi says Eine Chorif L'Ramos Acherim, other people, he wasn't able to, because he was such an Ish Emes, he wasn't able to con other people. Aber Achiv, when someone's coming to me, Ke'ilu, he's my brother, Sa'ani Baramos, that's when Taka, I have a Chiv to be a Ramai. There's a famous story of the Chosef of Lublin. The Chosef of Lublin had a Chusid, and the Chusid says, this Chusid was a Moedek Atomim, and he used to give out all his money to Tzedukah. He wasn't necessarily a wealthy man. All his money, every last penny, whenever an Oni came over to him, he used to give him all his money. And the Chosef challenged him. The Chosef said, Chazal Doch Kaveh and Ksubus, that you shouldn't be Mevazvaz Yosef Mechomish, what pshat that you're going around giving out all this money. So the Chosef said that Chazal gave Doch the reason of why I'm not allowed to be Mevazvaz Yosef Mechomish. The reason is that I need to make sure that I have money for myself. Of me, Tumim Tiyem Hashem Elikecha, Baruch Hashem, I've got Amunna and Betochen, I don't need to worry, so therefore it's not Negeya to me. So the Chosef in Lublin says that if you look in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, we see that the Tom isn't necessarily a compliment. See, the Chacham's a compliment, the Tom's already further down the list. So, Vais Tois is initially good to be a Tom. So the Chosef said, it says Yaakov Ish Tom, that Yaakov was an Ish Tom, says the Chosef of Lublin. It doesn't say Yaakov Tom. Yaakov was an Ish Tom. He had bailus over his tmimus. He knew when to use the middle of emes and when to use the middle of tmimistik and when to have that middle of achiv ani baramos. So we see, as we go through the psukim, Yaakov meets Lavan for the first time, and we start seeing Lavan's deceit. Rashi tells us the mindset behind Lavan on this Ritza and the Chibuk and the Nishuk, that he was out to get his money. He made it look like he was his friend, and he's happy to see his nephew for the first time. And so, for the first time, and now suddenly he's being Mechabikim and Nashikim to test out to see if there's any money over there. And then Yaakov says that he wants to marry Rachel. So we see Yaakov says, Evodcho sheva shomim berachel bitcho haktana. And this is terminology that we use today whenever we say that we want to specify something. Yaakov was moedik oiske cheshbent. Rashi says, Rachel, that I dafka want Rachel, and bitcho, it shouldn't be a different Rachel, it should be your bas. Haktana, don't start switching around names of Leah and Rachel, I want the younger one. Vayomer Lavan, and Lavan says, Toiv titi oisa lach metiti oisa leish acher. It's better that I give her to you, Chore Lavan, metiti oisa leish acher, that I should give Rachel to someone else. Shavari Madi, come live over here and you'll get married. The Pshamshan Ostrapolya, who was a Makubal who was killed in Gzeris Tashmatat, he says a half litikavot, he says, Lechore, if Yaakov was so specific that he wanted Rachel Bitcho Haktana, then Lavan really should have replied, Vayomer Lavan, hey, yes, what's this whole cheshbon of Toiv Titi Yos and Lach? What was Lavan's mindset? What was his cheshbon? Lavan had oichet got the cheshbon in everything that he said. So he says that this is a classic example of how Lavan was Echad Bepeh VeEchad Belev. Lavan said azay, Toiv Titi is Mispakotten 9. Leah is Mispakotten 9. Toiv Titi Osa, I will give her, who? Leah. I will give her to you, Loch to you. Metiti Osa, and who is Metiti? Metiti is Mispakotten Gematria Rochel, Moledig. Le'ish Acher, who is this Ish Acher? Ish Acher is 16 b'mispakotten, Esav is 16 b'mispakotten. Hes that merumas in what Lavan was saying to Yaakov, Lavan said very clearly, don't worry, don't dream for a second that you're taka going to get Rachel. I'm going to be giving you taka Leah, because Toiv Titi, this Titi that I'm giving you, is going to be who? It's going to be Leah b'mispakotten metiti, and the Rachel who's b'mispakotten metiti is taka going to go to Ish Acher, to Esav. And the whole plan of Katchila for Yaakov, for Lavan, was always to give Rachel to Esav and Yaakov to Leah, as we know. So the pasuk carries on that Yaakov works for 7 years, and then after 7 years, he comes over to he says to Lavan that Lemaisa, now the time has come, and let me get married to Rachel. Vayesiv Lavan es kol anchei hamokim vayas mishte. Says the Medrash, Lamon nikra shemo Lavan ha'arami. Why was Lavan called Lavan ha'arami, the deceitful one? Shirima ba'anchei mekoimo, because he was deceitful. He conned the people of his town. So we all know the Maisa, what happened. The Medrash says that Lavan gathered all the inhabitants of his, it's kol anchei hamokim, and he says to them, you know how bad it was, the matzav with the water. We didn't have water, and now we have a tzaddik, Yaakov, and suddenly we have plenty of water, and we're not starving anymore, and the last 7 years have been wonderful. So therefore, in order for us to be able to continue to benefit from this tzaddik, we have to come up with a plan of how to keep him for another 7 years. So Enochanama, he's been working now for Rachel, but tonight what we're going to do is we're going to switch around Rachel with Leah, and he's going to get married to Leah, and then he's going to still want to get married to Rachel. He'll have to work for another 7 years, and Motzach Angekov, a Merdeka Zach of having a tzaddik with the schus of a tzaddik for another 7 years. And says the Medrash, what did Lavan do? He went and he forced everyone to give him Ashkenas, which he never returned, and he had Shemen and Yayin and Bosa, and with that he made the Chasana. So my uncle, the Magid Rav Sholem Shvadron, and it's kedai to look in Lev Sholem, it's beautiful how he's masber the whole inyan of the Ramos of Lavan. He asks the Mori Kekasha. He says, the Medrash says, Lama nikra shemoi Lavan ha'arami, shirima ba'anchei mekoimoi. This is not Ramos, this is Gezel, Pasha Gezel. He's stealing from Yaakov, he's stolen 7 years from Yaakov, he's now stealing, he's stealing Mashkonos of the Anshe Mekoimoi, so call him Lavan HaGazlan, Vosepes Lavan HaRami, that he's a Ramai. So he says a very powerful message. He says, L'chori, you think about it. Lavan walks out the next morning, and he knows that the Ganzerwelt is looking at him. Lemaisa, this guy's twisted. He's a con artist. How does a person stand there in front of other people who he meets every single day at the Be'er, in the marketplace, by the Chenveni, wherever it might be, he's going to be meeting these people. How does a person come out, walk out in the street without any shame whatsoever? Says Reb Sholem Shvadron, do you know what the Ramos was? The Ramos of Lavan wasn't that he was being merama other people. He was being merama himself. Aredinish is the greatest crank. The worst thing a person can do is deceit yourself into thinking that what I'm doing is right. So what Lavan was saying is he was justifying to himself. He was telling himself, it's beseder for me to ask with mashkonos from the Anshe Mekoimoi. It's fine for me to ask them to fund it. There's an Indian of Simchas Chasim Vekala. They've been reaping the benefits of me hosting this tzaddik for the last 7 years. Let them pay for it. So he came up with kunsen in order to emphasize to himself why it was taka beseda. So this is taka, what, the worst level of a ramai is someone who is rima v'anshe mekoima, and that's why he's called Lavan ha'arami, because he was merama himself. And if you look back at the vod that we said from Shamshon Ostropolia, it makes it even more gishmak. Because Toiv Titi Oysalach, Lavan told himself, I'm doing the right thing. I'm telling Yaakov Avinu, if Yaakov Avinu isn't clever enough to chat my cheshbon of the Titi Oysalach referring to Rachel, to Leah, not to Rachel, that's Yaakov's problem. I've done my due diligence. I've told Yaakov exactly as I should have. That was the level of remorse. Vayhiba boike v'hinehi Leah. How could this have happened? Yaakov had set up a system of Rachel bitcha haktana, and then he was most of the simonim to Rachel. Rabbi Yeruchim from me says that Yaakov could never have imagined for a moment that Rachel would be Moshe Nefesh ad kedei kach. That level of Mesiris Nefesh is unfathomable. Even for a tzaddik such as Yaakov Avinu, he wouldn't have imagined for a moment that Rachel would be able to give up her entire life, a life of living with a tzaddik, a life of being the Eim Yisrael, to being the wife of Esav Harasha. And that level of Mesiris Nefesh was something that Yaakov couldn't have imagined, and he was shocked. All of us over here know Rachel gave over the simonim. Why didn't Yaakov think of this? Says Rabbi Yeruchim, because this was a Moedik and Mesiris Nefesh. It was Lemala Midera Chateva, which is Taka Wai Yesh Sechala Pulosech, that Rachel is recognized for this, La'oime Olamim. Vayoime Lavan, and Yaakov gets up in the morning with such Agmas Nefesh. He sees that he's been conned, and we see a Gemara in Psachim says, Psachim daf kuf yotes, that Asid Lavoi, they're going to give Yaakov Avinu the Kush of Bracha, and Yaakov Avinu is going to turn down the Kush of Bracha, and he's going to say, Eini Mavarech, I can't make a Bracha, Shenosasi, Shtei Achoyos, Bechayeyen, I married to two sisters, Yaakov Avinu kept the Torah, and here he was duped into marrying two sisters, the Agmas Nefesh that Yaakov must have had, even though the Ruach HaKodesh that he had, he saw that this is the way that Klal Yisrael should be formed. And Vayoma Elavon Mazos Asiso Li, what's Yaakov's reaction? This Greiso Achiv Anibar Amos, Vayoma Namira Rakov. He doesn't get angry, he doesn't get broigus. Softly he comes over to Lavon and he demands an explanation. And you look through the psukim, you can't see an explanation. Lavon starts saying, Le Yasa Kembim Kemenu. Yesterday he's saying, yeah, don't worry, everything will be fine. And now he's suddenly saying, no, hang on, there's a minigasol toiruhu, I have to give the younger, I can't give the younger one before the older one, there's a method, there's a mahalach over here, we can't just suddenly skip it out. And Yaakov doesn't react, he doesn't react bichlal. And Fakert, he goes and he works another 7 years in order to be able to marry Rachel. And Lavan says, Malei Shavua Zois, V'nitna Lecha Gamesh Zois, and we will give you Rachel. Says Rabbi Yehuda al-Chosid, suddenly we see that Lavan is using plural. Before, yesterday, he was saying, Toiv Titi Oysoi Lach, and he was using the singular form, he was talking about himself, I will give you Leah. Suddenly, V'nitna Lecha, we will give you. Says Rabbi Yehuda al-Chosid, because he'd lost his Cheskes Kashrus, because for as long as Yaakov Avinu hadn't seen B'metzius, that Lavan was a Ramai, he wasn't willing to accept it. But now he saw that he was a Ramai, he wasn't willing to believe anything that Lavan had said. So when he says, Nitna Loshen Ravim, Lavan had to say, Kulonu Nitin Lecha Menoseinu, all of us will give you our joint trust in a group. You will have our trust, Shalei Nirma Oscha Oid. Now when we fast forward 14 years, Yaakov has worked, and Vayihi Kasha Yolda Rochel as Yosef. So we know that Yosef was the nemesis of Esav, and that's why Yaakov was able to leave Lavan and go back to Esav. Vayeme Yaakov el Lavan, Moridik Shalcheni ve'elchel mekoymi le'artzi, says Rashi, Eini roitze lotzes kiyem bereshus. Yaakov was so erlich that he was asking his shver for reshus to go home. And Lavan answers with pure chanukah, and he has a clear agenda. And even in this, even when he's giving the one compliment that he's got for Yaakov, even there it's corrupt. Vayoma Elav Lavan, im namatzasi chen beinecha nichashti, vayavarchini Hashem beglalecha. We see in Rashi that Lavan saw that he was blessed because of the schus of Yaakov. Suddenly he had sons, he didn't have sons, and we know Chazal tell us that only now he had sons, because we see at the beginning, we see that Rivka took the tzoyin to the Be'er, and now suddenly he had sons Rachel was taking the tzoyin to the Be'er, and now he was zeichet to Bonim. Abba Nechashti, says Rashi, Nechashti, Menachi Sheyisi. I have proved with my divination. I had to look into my trophim. We see the trophim were used in order to be able to give him through the Ker Chatumma, to be able to give him an understanding, a Nevuah Ke'ilu, of what was going on. Even when something was so obvious to everyone around him that everything was in this chus of Yaakov, Lavan still had to, even in the compliment, he had to say, I didn't believe it for myself. Nechashti ve'yavarcheni Hashem b'gdalecha. Meridik the Ramos of how much he's fopping himself and how much he can't even forgive a compliment. And we see that Yaakov Taki gave in and he came up with this whole, he relents and he comes up with this very peculiar deals of the Maklois, and the Mefarshim talk about Barichas, what the Indian of the Maklois are, and seemingly it would appear that the Maklois look like the Ramos from Yaakov, but the Mefarshim talk about Barichas, Veinkam Mekoim Laharich. And then in Perik Lamad Aleph, the Perik starts, Vayishma as Divrei B'nei Lavan Lemer, Yaakov overhears B'nei Lavan. And they're saying, Lokach Yaakov is Kolashel Avinu, Yaakov took everything that belongs to our father, Uma'ashel Avinu also is Kolakovet Hazeh, and everything that Yaakov has become rich is only because of Lavan's original wealth. Yaakov suddenly sees that Lavan isn't behaving towards him as he always was. And then Hashem instructs Yaakov to return El Eretz Abisecha, and suddenly we see a very interesting zach that Yaakov calls Rachel and Leah to the Sodeh, and he says to them, V'avichen heisel bi, v'heklif es maskulti aseres moinim. Suddenly Yaakov is starting to kvetch. He's starting to tell Rachel and Leah what a Rami their father is. Rachel and Leah knew very well what a Rami their father was. So here Yaakov Avinu is starting to talk Lashon Hara about Lavan, and he's asking them ke'ilu permission for a shlichus that he received from the Rabbeinu Shleilim himself, that he should go back to Eretz Meladatoi, and it seems that he's asking for permission. What's going on over here? What is this dialogue that's happening between Yaakov and Rachel and Leah? Vayignoiv. We see that Yaakov gets up and he leaves Esnoshov with all his with his wives and with his sons and with his gemalim. Vayignoiv Yaakov es leiv Lavan ha'arami al bli higid lo ki bereach hu. Yaakov steals the heart of Lavan ha'arami because he didn't tell him that he was fleeing. So the Ksav Sofer says that we know doch kemayim haponim al ponim. What is this geneva of Yaakov Avinu? Even when the Torah refers to a geneva of Yaakov Avinu as oichnishka geneva, kemayim haponim al ponim, that when we walk down the street and we see someone who's breakers with us, so it's very clear to us that this person is breakers with us. So we won't say a good morning, we'll cross the street, we ignore the person. So when Lavan ha'arami, we see earlier, when Einenu imoy kitmel shilshaim, this was very clear to Yaakov Avinu that Lavan was a breakers with him. So the natural reaction for a person would be kamayim ponim upon him, that the same way he's reacting to me, I project back onto him. Says the Ksav Sofer, this was the gewaldige middle of Yaakov Avinu. But Yignav Yaakov is lev Lavan, that Yaakov was so oisgeabet, al bli higid loy, that he didn't even react to Lavan's breugus kite with him. That there was no reaction bichlal. He carried on, he was so iskabat in his midas that he carried on. He didn't have an Elavan Beinam Olvin, he didn't have tightness on Lavan. Lavan can be breugus with me, doesn't mean I can't say good morning back to him. So it was completely, totally a shock to Lavan to suddenly see Kibareach who, and that was the Geneva of Yaakov. The Ostrov Segun says another fascinating vort, which is a Moedike insight into how warped Lavan was. Vayignoiv Yaakov as Lavan ha'arami al bli higid lo ki bereach hu. Lavan was so twisted that he thinks to himself, what would I do if I was Yaakov Avinu? I'll tell you what I would do. I need to run away from my shver. I can't just suddenly pick up and run away from my shver, because my shver is out to get me. So what I do is, says Ostrov Segon, Zokta Azoi, what I do is, I start being meramis to my shver here and there, that you know what? I'm planning on leaving. I'm planning on escaping and going back to Eretz Yisrael. And I do this enough times, and my shver is on guard. And the moment that my shver suddenly sees, he's just complaining, he doesn't have the oomph, he doesn't have what it takes, he doesn't have the guts, that's when I'll suddenly leave. Says Ostrov Segon, Ve'yignoiv Yaakov is Lavan ha'arami al bli higid loy. This bli higid loy, the tmimistic kite of Yaakov, that Yaakov didn't say anything because he didn't have a havamina of leaving without netilas reshus. So this bli higid loy, that was the geneva of Yaakov to Lavan ha'arami. We see that Lavan chases after Yaakov and he has a whole list of tainas to Yaakov, and he says, Mel sisu v'tignev es levovi, tenayeg es benoisai kishvu es chorev, lomo nachbeisu levroyach, I wanted to send you off, besoifu v'chinoir, and he didn't let me kiss my children, my grandchildren, and he finishes off, lomo ganavtes elohoi, why did you steal my idols? And as we said at the beginning, this is the first time that Yaakov Avinu reacts. Yaakov Avinu says to him, I stole your idols. Go and search on all my property and have a look to see if you can find them. And we see that he searched and he returns empty-handed. Vayicha Yaakov vayorev belovon. And Yaakov for the first time is upset with Lavan. What suddenly happened over here as we started off in the shir? Why suddenly after 20 years of deceit and ramos, and we see that Yaakov Avinu would describe to Rachel and Leah that 100 times His salary was changed by Lavan. 100 times the Spielerei where Worte nicht kavot. And suddenly over here where he's saying that you took Elohai, you took away my God, suddenly Yaakov Avinu reacts. So the Be'er Yosef, Yosef Salant, he says that until now Lavan's remorse was only, the only victim of Lavan's remorse per Etzim was Yaakov Avinu. There was no other victim over here. Because Rachel ended up marrying Yaakov. And Leah ended up marrying Yaakov. Everyone was fine. So they stayed a little bit more in their father's house. The only real victim was Yaakov. And for as long as Yaakov was the only victim, he could afford to be a Ner of Einem Olav. Aber the moment the rumor is set out that we see that Yishma's Divrei Bnei Lavan, Loka Yaakov is Kol Asher Lo'avinu, that Yaakov is taken, suddenly you're starting to say that I'm a Ganav. Suddenly you're starting to be Mechal Shem Shemayim. You're saying that me and Enikel of Avram, a son of Yitzchak, the father of Klal Yisrael, someone who's God-fearing, I am a Ganav, Dos kan ich nicht. That's already a Chil Shem Shemayim. You're saying, I stole your Trophim. I have any need for Trophim. Dos shein nicht. And not at kedei kach is Yaakov careful that there should never be any chilul Hashem from him. That Yaakov Avinu goes over and he calls Rachel and Leah who knew his tzitkas. And he makes sure that even Rachel and Leah understand you should know your father's a Ramai. Something that they were so clear he had to make sure for himself to enunciate. To make sure that they heard from him himself. There shouldn't be any chashad whatsoever that I'm taka a Ramai. In a place of chilul Hashem when someone thinks that I am being mechal Hashem Shemayim, dot kenich nish sovel zan. They are not going to be. So for the first time, Vayicha Yaakov, Yaakov was upset, Vayorev Velovon. I'll just finish off with a story that the Tron Shvadron says. Just understand the concept of the story. I'll zip through it quickly because we're running out of time. Tzvas, the Moridika city of Tzvas, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, I used to go every single year. It's Mori that you feel the Kedusha in the streets, that Arizal's Mikvah, Epichas Ben Yoah, Reb Lozal's Kari. Every single smedrish, the Bais Yosef, where he learnt together with the Magid, and the Tkufa of the Ari HaKadosh, the greatest tzaddikim that lived in Tzfas, the Ari HaKadosh, the Bais Yosef, the Alshech, Ramesh Kodavara, Reb Chaim Vital, you can imagine how they all lived in the city of Tzfas, where the Ari HaKadosh was the Admir, the Rebbe, and the Bais Yosef was the Rav, and Ramesh Kodavara, the Sefer Charedim, Reb Lozal Askari, was the Shamash in Bais Medrash. And as the Shamash in Bais Medrash, they used to wait for the Bais Yosef to daven Shemini Esrei. You can imagine the long Shemini Esrei that they davened in this Bais Medrash. And the Bais Yosef was davening once by Arichas, and they used to wait for him to finish Chazor Sashatz. And as Arizal says in Shah Kavonis Perik Hey, the Ikar Shemini Esrei is Chazor Sashatz, they would wait for the Bais Yosef, everyone would wait for the Bais Yosef, and he probably davened the long. One time he was davening a very long Shemini Esrei, and Arizal signals to the Baal Tefillah to start. And the Olim was very, the Bais Yosef in the middle of davening, how come you're starting? So the Arizal said to the Sefer Charedim, to Reb Lozal Askari, lock the door, I don't want anyone to go out. And they started Chazor Sashat, and after davening, when the Bais Yosef had finished, the Arizal stood up and he said, the reason why I asked you to lock the door was because I could see, the Gemara in Brachos tells us that if you see someone doing something wrong, you're chayav lo idio. I want everyone to understand that the Bais Yosef during Shema Kelenu, where you're allowed to be mafsik, the Bais Yosef suddenly went off into a sugya that he was learning. And enechanamah that zman Torah lechud and zman Tefillah lechud. This was the Arizal that he was able to ascertain that the Bais Yosef hadn't had the right kavana in the Tefillah, and therefore we don't have to wait for him because he wasn't davening; he was learning. So there's the Alshich. We know that the Alshich came to the Arizal and he wanted to learn Kabbalah, and the Arizal wouldn't let him. The Arizal said to him that in the previous Gilgulim he'd already covered Soid, and now he had to cover in the Paradis, he had to cover Drush. And so the Alshech Taka went out and he wrote on the whole of Tanakh the Sefer Drush. One Shabbos afternoon, the Alshech was in Pashas Vayetze, he was sitting there and he was talking about the 100 ways that Lavan was Merama Yaakov, and the Arizal was there, and the Alshech suddenly sees how the Arizal is smiling. So afterwards he says to the Arizal, why were you smiling? So the Arizal says, I saw the neshama of Lavan coming down into into the Beis Medrash. He was sitting right over here. And when you got up to number 72, Laban said, "Ah, I didn't even think of that one. I should have thought of that one." Says Rav Shlomo Shadron, this shows how depraved the Rasha is. Afilu b'pischa shel Gehenim, even in the Pesach of Gehenim, he's such a ramoy, it's as though dochgevagt in his beina, that he can't help himself, and when he hears Alshach saying a gute gedank of a ramoz that he didn't do, he has charota on that. Ramoy the Gishabas, a Gishabas. Yeah.